Good day to all tuning in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, presented by Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today's news is packed with significant updates from the financial sector and tech industry. So let's delve right into the news from Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. We start today with an incident that has the global tech community on high alert. One of the industry giants, Microsoft, is facing severe criticism following a major security breach in its SharePoint collaboration software. The breach unfortunately impacts organizations worldwide, including various government entities. What's concerning is that this vulnerability might enable unauthorized access and code execution. The 2016 version of the software remains especially exposed, raising both eyebrows and concerns within the industry. As the breach compromises users' identities, industry experts are strongly emphasizing the importance of regular security updates and workforce training. Microsoft, on their part, have promised swift action, urging all their clients to apply the security patches while they strive to ameliorate the issue. In the world of Australian finance, BetaShares has pulled out an impressive move by launching Trellia Wealth Partners with a whopping $8 billion already under management. This colossal launch followed the strategic merger with InvestSense, a Sydney-based firm. Trellia aims to offer a broad spectrum of financial services, such as index-based, active, and tailored managed accounts, along with advanced resources for financial advisors. Trellia's CEO, Alex Vinokur, asserts that one of their core objectives is to enhance the financial guidance available to Australians. And from an incident that led to a crucial learning moment, AMP Limited is springing back with a positive twist in their narrative. The financial institution has reported positive net inflows into its superannuation funds for the first time since the year 2017. This marks a significant leap in recovery, given the reputational hits AMP took during the Royal Commission into banking misconduct. The firm's superannuation business seems to be entering a promising recovery phase, with net inflows reaching $33 million. Finally, Australians looking to invest now might find their process getting a little bit easier with the government's efforts to standardize green investment labels on investment products. This move aims to guide consumers and curb greenwashing, offering clarity and enabling informed decisions. Financial Services Minister Daniel Molino and Treasurer Jim Chalmers recently opened a public consultation to perfect the proposed framework. This initiative sees them aligning with the Treasury's Sustainable Finance Strategy from 2023 and welcoming stakeholders for inputs. This is Paige Estratori for Financial Services Online, keeping you updated with the latest happenings in the world of finance. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialserviceonline.com.au. Stay informed and stay secure.